Right, we got to take care of some business, some beehole business here.
Oh, dude.
We have somebody who hates the beeholes here.
Breaking news story. I couldn't believe this.
This bastard.
This jerk. This bongholio. Oh, duh.
Yo, what's up?
Is this Muggos?
This is Muggos.
Formerly of the B Team podcast?
Yeah, what happened, man?
F you guys.
Hey! What about the B-holes? The B-holes were all like, oh, where's Muggs? We're like, oh, he's going to Del Taco. And we also
moved this.
Yeah, we were going to original record on Tuesday, and Muggos was like, hey, I'm available Thursday to the B-Team podcast because, you know, what happened?
Turns out there's another show called Kevin in the Morning.
What's more important, the B-Team podcast or that stupid show?
Yeah.
Actually, the sushi I'm eating right now is pretty important.
Is it from Sugarfish?
No, it's from Ralph's.
So, man, you had time to walk across the street, go get sushi, go back into your studio and eat when you could have been in here taping the B-Team podcast for all our loyal B-holes. But no, you do not care about them at all.
I do care about our B-holes. I love them very much. But I was hangry and I have a ton of work to do.
Man, I wanted to talk to you about the One Love Festival, and then I wanted to talk to you about your NHRR gig, or whatever that
or
is.
Or NHRA.
Whatever it is.
I want to talk to you about your computer screen, about how you figured it out, that how you were Microsoft, what do you say, Windows literate, and figured out my little trick on you.
Well, maybe that is just a tease.
Nope.
For the next episode.
Nah, I'm over it.
The next episode.
All right, Muggos.
I'm over Muggs.
Are you going to be? And I had a minute with Muggs planned, too.
Let's play it anyways, okay, after we hang up with them.
all right. Are you going to be available next week? I mean, do you have an agent? Do we have to book you now? What's the deal?
Yeah.
Let's do Monday next week.
I can't do Monday.
No, Mondays are terrible.
Monday's the worst week. Day.
This
is going to be a good one.
I have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Del Tacos.
Oh, man. Do you really?
Mm-hmm. You know what? Let's get Stryker in instead. We'll get Stryker, talk to Stryker, mm-hmm, and then he could just sit in on the rest of the podcast.
Okay, we'll see. If can you make Mondays or no? Mondays are out for you.
Mondays are terrible.
Mondays are terrible for you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll call you next week again, Muggs.
All right, see you guys in a couple years.
Bye. See you never.
Bye.
Bye.
What a jerk.
Whoops. Phone system here sucks.
I hate the phones here. They're the worst.
Oh, man, Dave. So what's going on? What do we do?
It was so funny, I was like, what did we do Friday? What did I do Friday?
Mm-hmm. Oh, same here.
Did you remember what you did Friday?
I just finally did.
Right now it dawned on me, yeah, as I was talking to Muggs.
Oh, really? What'd you do?
We were all together.
We're together. Oh, shit. That's right. That's right. Oh, so I watched that movie on Saturday night then. Oh, no. I know what happened. Man, all the days run into each other, Dave.
You just seen your eyeballs right now, dude. Like a light bulb went off.
Oh, my Lord.
It took me, we've been sitting here for about 10 minutes trying to figure out what we're going to talk about to start. And all of us were like, what do we do?
We totally forgot. We're all at the Bicycle Casino having a blast. Thank you to all the b-holes that came out to that.
Yeah, there are more and more are coming out.
Super, super fun night. Did you win any money?
Yeah, I won a couple of bucks.
Nice, man.
Yeah, it was good.
I think Muggos came up too.
Yeah, I had enough to go across the street to McDonald's and buy two quarter pounder.
Whoa.
Cheeses. I was starving.
Nice.
Yeah, I was starving.
Starving
Marvin.
I went home. Oh, man. Yeah. I was so tired, dude. I was kind of a dick at the end of the night. Do you remember?
He's like, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. Because I was
hurry
like,
up,
hey.
I'm out.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, guys, give this stuff away. Because I was like, dude, I was so tired.
Normally, I Uber because I like to drink at the guys' night out.
Yeah.
And this time, I was like, you know, I'm just going to drive. Because I made this. Oh, my Friday was so dumb. I'm so dumb. So, you know.
What happened?
I really needed a haircut, right?
Okay.
And for some reason, I really needed to see the stupid Harley Quinn movie.
Okay.
So I was like, I could do both before and still get some rest before Guy's Night Out.
I could see how you could do both but not get rest.
Well, listen, okay, in my mind,
all right,
this is how tired I was.
Tell me.
I thought I could do it.
Tell me your plan.
So then I drove over because it's all in linear motion for me.
Okay. It's one stop here, one stop there. You're on. Okay.
So I drove to the mall, the Century City Mall, which I love, and went to see the movie at AMC. And I was like, sick. It's at 2 o'clock. yeah, it's 2:30 after previews and all that, which I loved. I got out of the mall around 5.
Yep, that would make sense, Dave.
And it turns out, you know, I kept driving down Santa Monica to go to my Floyd's. People like to get haircuts on Fridays.
Oh, yeah,
I never get haircuts on Fridays.
You're lucky enough to have a job where you can cut out early that you can get it done on a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Tuesday in the afternoon?
Yeah.
So I wait an hour and a half to get my freaking haircut.
That's a long wait.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean like the total. It was about an hour to wait, and then
Even an hour, man.
Yeah, that was a long time, but I was tired.
Dude, so anytime it's an hour wait, I'm sorry, dude. I'll come back.
Yeah. I needed a haircut.
Wow.
I felt like
I hear you. Yeah.
So I stayed. You know, my phone was dying, and I'm like, dude, I gotta case that out. I'm gonna get an Uber. I get home. I'm just like,
what time is it when you get home?
It's about 6:30.
6:30.
Yeah, 6:30, almost 7.
Mm-hmm.
So then I gotta leave at 8 to go to Guys Night Out.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna drive.
Wow.
Because I'm not gonna drink. I'm so tired. So I text our guy George. I'm like, yo, can you get me on the VIP parking? So
right.
And he's like, dude, I turned in the list. Blah blah blah. I was like, yo, come on. So of course, 10 minutes later, you're on the VIP parking.
And then what happens when you get there?
I get there, I get to the spot, and this freaking valet guy's like, you gotta leave. You can't park here. This is valet only. I was like, no, I'm here hosting, bro. Like,
so you've
like,
never no. parked so you've never parked behind
yes,
the place?
I have.
Oh, you have.
I have. I got in,
okay.
I went through the gate, everything.
Yeah.
New security guard was asking me all the questions about
yeah.
and telling me all the people who've gone before me. And I was like, cool, yeah, they're all fine, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I had to talk my way in. The security guard had no idea who I was with, what I was doing there. No idea.
By the fact that they stopped us was the first time ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've never been stopped at that security. I was just like, hey, what's up?
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah. And then
maybe I'm nice because I always stop and I try to talk.
No. But this guy was asking me all the questions like, oh, yeah, so what are you guys doing? It's a poker table. A poker game in the back. And he's like, oh, cool. You know, who else is coming? And I was
wait,
like,
is it interrogating you?
No. He was like legit asking me. He's all like, yeah, a van came earlier with two guys. And I was like, yep, those are probably
our
promo kids. And then he goes, then another gentleman with, and I was like, probably talking about you.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, I got one more coming behind me because Muggles was late.
At that point, did he just let me in, dude?
Yeah. And he's like, do you know where you're going? Like, he seemed new, so I'll just explain.
It was
the
his
situation.
First day on the job.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because before he cleared me, he had to get clearance from somebody else who knew what they were doing. And then once that guy broke it down, what was happening or whatever, he got it. I'm surprised he asked you that many questions.
Oh, yeah. He was asking me, he's like, do you have any more people coming? I was like, probably one more dude. And I know Muggs had his assistant with him, his assistant, Ruben.
Ruben.
So I said, yeah, two, because one, he has a passenger. And he's like, oh, okay, well, I'll make sure to let him through. And then, so I get to the freaking parking. I put, you know, the arm comes up. I'm about to turn. And this guy stops me. He's like, no, you can't park here.
What?
We're valet. I was like, no, I'm hosting. He's like, nope, you cannot park here. So I'm like, oh. So I start calling you.
Dude.
I start calling George. I'm like, all right, just
wow.
maybe something changed. I don't know.
Right.
You know, and then I'm there on my phone trying
to
call.
That's a very important thing, B-holes, that you guys have to understand. And I don't know if it's because we work at K-Rock. Whenever we go somewhere, we're always not on the list. It's always our fault, and we're always not supposed to be there. Always,
yeah.
Like Dave, without like this year at Acoustic, I was not on the list. People didn't know what people working the show didn't even know it was a Kira concert.
Yeah.
They have no clue. And and we've been yelled at so much by these people, like security guards, that we just inherently think it's our bad. So we were like, we're sorry, you know, and we never. Say the come on, man! Don't you know who I am?
Well, kind of, we could. Don't.
Yeah,
but Beer Mug,
Beer Mug,
formerly from the B Team podcast, Beer Mug.
Yeah, So you called George, and then what happened?
Nothing. He didn't answer.
Oh,
so
man.
I'm like texting him, and I'm just parked like at a stop, you know.
Yeah.
And there was a stop on the floor, and then I hear, it's a dude in my window.
What?
And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, I thought I asked you to leave. And I was like,
well, you're trying to
I'm
sort
just trying
things
to sort
out.
Things out. Exactly.
Wow.
He goes, you could go sort it in valet. You know, you could valet your car, go park on the other side. I was like,
so now he's being a dick.
He's just being a dick.
Oh,
but,
man.
But like, he wouldn't like.
I wonder if it's because, like, you know, what happened last year, the shooting and everything, maybe they're more heightened security?
No, I think this guy was just new.
Yeah.
Or like, and then so I drive and I'm just like, you know what? It's already 9:05 and George is already like, where, like, he's always like, I better see you there at 8:50. And I was texting him at 8:45, like, yo, this dude's not letting me park.
Dude, George was on fire, dude, because the promo kids got there and they didn't send them with a mixer or any kind of, like, you know, appropriate gear. So what happens, B-holes, is that they open the doors. They're supposed to open the doors for people who are lined up at 9. However, if there's a long line, they'll start letting people in at 8:30, and then the K-Rock promo crew plays some background music.
Yeah.
And then after I'm done at midnight, they also play some background music,
if the night continues. Because exactly. Sometimes the night continues long after we're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get there, and I always get there early because I'm that guy. I'm always like, even if I show up just 10 minutes before, I'm nervous. So I get there at 8:30 and I'm strolling in because I'm early.
Yeah.
Because it only takes me 5 minutes to set. If the promo kids do their job, it'll take me less than 5 minutes to set up. And I get there and George is like in a mood. I've never seen George this way. He's like, and he's even kind of like, you know, like, hey, Omar, can you know, get your mixer set up? And I'm like, the hell, I just got here, like, you know what I mean, I'm not supposed to start. He wasn't, I mean, he in the nicest of ways, but he was very stern. I've never seen this side of George. And he was taking care of business, and he was telling the promo kids, like, get on. And dude, the sound system again was set up wrong. Only the subs were working, the far speakers weren't working, and they had to sort things out. And you know, I set my stuff up, put on a mix, and you know, then me and George started shooting the S. And it was all good. And then you know, at the end of the night, the kids had a tear. You know, I broke down, and then they made everybody's ears bleed because they like had the wrong connector or something. Dude, yeah, it was terrible. But so finally you got in.
No, I just valeted. I said F.
Oh, no, yeah, so yeah. You didn't valet.
Yeah, I just, and then I go to George. I'm like, hey, out of valet. And he goes, did you get the blue ticket or the white ticket? I was like, the white ticket. He goes, I told you the blue ticket. I was like, no, you told me my name was on VIP. He's like, ugh.
Oh man, so he must have been having a night too.
Yeah, but it's funny that you say that you're Mr. 10 minutes. I'm Mr. I getting there right on time.
Yeah.
Like I plan it out, so I get there right on time.
I think for me, it stems from being a DJ.
Yeah,
because I have to get there and, you know, set things up, and I also have to allow for things can go wrong.
Yeah,
time. You know, so my buffer at a wedding, wherever I show up to play a wedding, I always have a half hour of just downtime where I'm just kind of chilling, taking my bathroom selfie. Because
you didn't take a bathroom selfie at the casino.
I know. I need to.
I wanted to remind you to do that, because that was our picture for the last
very,
episode.
Very funny. Very funny.
I think people liked it.
Yeah. So, but man,
yeah. But that night was really, actually, I thought it was the best one yet, because you brought two microphones.
Yeah.
And I love messing with mugs.
Mugs?
You got to record it next time.
I think we'll end up recording, because you were annoying the crap out of them.
I know.
It's
I
very,
was.
Very
and
entertaining.
It was funny.
Because listen, Mugs is great on the microphone, but he is a guy who I think has a. Well, right now, maybe that night, because he usually rolls with the punches pretty good, like Lightning used to.
Yeah.
But this night, he was just having problems, I think.
Yeah, because I think he had like a problem getting out of One Love, because he was at One Love Festival.
Oh, that's right. He had a long ass day too.
Yeah. Another guy who was tired.
Yeah.
Hey, let's call him again and ask him if I was annoying him.
Okay, sure. Oh, that's it. That's great. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, man, it was so much fun. You brought two mics, which you normally don't do. And it gave me a chance to have some fun, and George liked it. So
he did good.
Yeah, he really liked it.
Well, tell him he's gonna have to pay me more for that second microphone.
For that second,
jackass.
Yeah, like $25 more.
The number you dialed is not a working number.
What? We just dialed it. All right,
that's classic Omar there,
man.
With phones.
Jesus. Remember when Kevin used to miss that? Or was it me? I think it was me.
It was probably you.
When I was running the board.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Hey, Muggs, I have a question for you. And be honest. Be truthful.
Right. Sure, go ahead.
How much was I annoying you at Guys Night Out with that second mic?
Nah, it wasn't bad.
George likes it, and he wants me to bring it every single time
you
do it.
Oh, yeah, so I'm going to be your hype man.
The second mic?
Yep.
Okay, it was really annoying.
That's it. That's all we wanted to know. Hey, Muggs, you're doing it like a trivia night every Thursday. You want to pimp that out right now?
Yeah, every Thursday it'll be the first Wait, hold on. Let me. I think it's the second Thursday of every month. One of these, one Thursday a month.
Just go on Thursday.
They can look it up.
Yeah, one. They have trivia night every Thursday, but one Thursday a month, I will be special guest hosting with the Trivia Master. So come on down. It's free to play. There's prizes. There's tickets. There's Bike Brewery gift cards.
And then, is this till further notice, or how long is this going for?
This is going to be going till February, March, May, June, July, August. So I think till August.
Wow, that's awesome.
Hey, yeah. Here's trivia for you, Muggs. What color was the instrument in How I Met Your Mother? That was a focal point throughout the series.
Never watched that show, so I couldn't tell you. Lavender?
Yeah, it was close.
What is it, purple?
I'm not going to tell you.
No.
This is riveting. all right, Muggos, thank you.
But
my sushi was good.
Thanks for that info.
I'm sure the B-holes know that answer, but man, I bet you a studio stinks right now.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, from what Casey eats and then what he eats, it's like, dude, going in there is like a wet sock.
Yeah. Between us, man.
Yeah.
Let's B-holes, stop listening for a bit. Muggs is under a lot of like stress lately.
Why?
Because of all his responsibilities, isn't he?
He has a lot going on right now.
Listen, I think it's great, but is he the kind of guy who can handle it? He's on edge right now. He's like literally, I don't have to, you know. And I'm like, dude, it's all good, man.
It's fine.
Do you think because it's all new, all his new responsibilities? B-holes, because like you guys have definitely noticed that, you know, I'm on the air more. Dave's on the air. We're the supporting staff.
Yeah, we're helping out.
We're helping out. We're pitching in, but more so Muggs than anybody.
Yeah.
But also his new role also involves him doing more production stuff and actually helping me out because. He's alleviating some of the workload from me because I have so much new production to do because of those consultant meetings, which all the ideas were great, but man, the execution is just, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of things that I have on my plate. And I told Kevin in the morning, give me a solid month to month and a half just so I could get caught up. And I just don't want to throw things together and have them there.
Sure, yeah.
You know, I want to make them, if I'm going to make them, I want to make them good.
Yeah.
You know? So, I think Beer Mug is just under a lot of stress right now.
He is not, what you say, chill. You know?
Yeah, man. It's just like, but man, yeah, we got
to
smoke that guy out maybe. Like,
he
you know,
does
yeah,
need
he,
to
needs,
get high,
he needs
dude.
To get high.
Like, just like get a big bomber and just be like, go for it, bro.
No, for sure.
Just have it and then have him on.
I swear.
We should have him eat something and then we record him here.
Yeah. Because remember when he was high that one time, dude, he was just like chill and he was so good. So good. I think that was after the last Beano show, remember?
Oh.
He was, because that was a very stressful show for him or something. What happened?
I don't know. Was it because we recorded it, then we had to record another one?
I don't remember, but he was like so stoned. By the way, I didn't even really realize he was stoned until afterwards, because that's how, you know, that's how he rolls.
How normal
he was. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was our Friday night. We didn't even get to Saturday or something.
Yeah, so that's so weird, Dave.
That none of us remembered what we did Friday night. Wow, we are dying.
Well, yeah, it's definitely, we're getting old, but it's also listen, we're not, it's work, you know? So it's like, you know, you work your Monday through Friday, you have a Friday gig, and then Saturday. Oh, Saturday was my wife's hospital day.
What? She,
So what happens is I get home from Guy's Night Out around 1:30 in the morning.
Ooh.
Just crash out.
Yeah.
Just crash out. I'm asleep. And then around 5 a.m., I hear my wife kind of going, ugh. She gets up and, you know, I'm like, what the hell's going on? She's up super early. And she goes back to bed. And then around 8 o'clock, my kids started getting up and my wife is just in pain. And I'm like, what the hell is, what's happening? Like, what's wrong? She's on my eye. I think I have something in my eye. I'm like, well, try to wash it out. She's like, I already did at like 5 a.m. and it's just bothering me like crazy.
Oh.
And her eye is just watering like crazy, like crying. She's like crying.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, it's a serious pain. I'm like, well, do you have to go to the ER or like what's up? Because I had an appointment to go pick up a new elliptical machine because mine broke. And she's all, well, you know, what are you going to do? And she's like, no, I'm fine, you know, toughing it out. And then we had one of my daughter's softball practices at noon. So we were downstairs, we're having breakfast, and I'm about to leave to go get my elliptical. She's like, you know what? I cannot take it anymore. I need to go to urgent care. She goes to urgent care. She had scratched her cornea.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, she had scratched. And I don't know. The doctor says that sometimes it happens while you're taking your contact out, or maybe you slept with it in and then it went out overnight or something.
Yeah.
But regardless, it's not fun. So it's not fun. And so at the same time, I have my daughter at home while my wife's in urgent care. My daughter's at home, my two of them, but the younger one is complaining about having a headache. And she's a tough kid. Never complains about having a headache or anything.
So you knew it was serious.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh man, like, where's it hurt, Zozo? She's like, you know, kind of like, you know, by her neck and jawline, like right here or something. And oh man, it's got to be like an ear infection.
I would have thought toothache.
No, she didn't say tooth. She said head.
Oh,
that's
head.
Why. Yeah,
got
that's
it,
why.
It,
that,
yeah.
That that's why. Because like my head hurts. And then so I was like, okay, look in her ear. Sure enough, you could see kind of like a little like reddish, whitish buildup in there.
Oh, right.
And yeah, so because having kids, you kind of do the research on the internet, and that's what you have to look for. So I calls Cassie, and she's in urgent care right now. She's like, her wait time when she got there originally was only about a half hour. So not bad for being on Saturday. She's actually getting her medication, I think, when I call her. And I'm like, hey, I think Zozo has a ear infection. I think you're going to have to go back to the urgent care with Zoe. She's like, no. I'm like, well, we're on our way to Mia's practice. I think you're going to have to come, just to be on the safe side, you're going to have to pick up Zozo and then take her to urgent care. So we go to my older daughter's. I mean, it was a cluster F of a day, Dave. And then we go to my older daughter's softball practice. We're there. And then my wife comes in, picks up Zoe, takes her to urgent care. Sure enough, she has an ear infection. However, that wait time to get seen for the kid was an hour and a half. So she had to chill there for an hour and a half, Dave.
That sounds annoying.
Having kids is annoying sometimes, Dave. This is like one of those things where, you know what? When it rains it pours. That's what I'm gonna, when it rains it pours, Dave.
Listen, man, I get it. Waiting in that vet office, it's the
same thing.
The dog's just looking at you and they're all scared and you're like, oh god, stop shaking.
So
I feel your pain, man. Your Saturday's a little different than mine.
Okay, tell me.
You know, I went to another baby shower. This was for my brother.
You're
and
Mr.
his
Baby
wife.
Shower
I'm
now.
Mr. Baby Shower, but this was a traditional one.
Oh, okay.
Now,
the other one was too, though, right? Or no?
Well, it was in traditional for me where they said no guys and I had to go drink in Vegas and party. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
This was more of a traditional one. What's the appropriate guest list for a baby shower? Like, what would you say is appropriate for a good baby shower?
30 people? Right 30 on. Ladies? Yep. Yeah, 30 yep. ladies.
Cool. There was over 100 people at this one.
Whoa!
Yeah.
And all just women or
nope,
women?
Everybody.
So it was just a big party.
It was a big party.
Did they hire like a DJ and that sort of stuff?
Nope.
Catering?
So my other brother and his wife hosted.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, they did a fantastic job. But it was nonstop games and this. And I got there late.
Oh, dude, yeah. That sounds like hell on earth.
So, listen, I'm not the baby shower guy.
Yeah.
And luckily, like, there was people I haven't seen forever, so it was cool talking to them and catching up. But my sister-in-law just nonstop, game after game after game, kept it going.
Is it because she felt like the guests needed to be entertained, or she just gets a kick out of it?
I think she just likes it. And this is my brother and my sister-in-law, my older one, doing it for my younger one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I've met them. She doesn't seem like that type, by the way.
Yeah. She's all about,
really?
She's all about, like,
she's
hosting
all about the games
and entertainment. And
okay.
Yeah. She's good at it, too. So,
Okay.
Go for it. But then towards the end of the party, my sister-in-law, who's pregnant, was just like, oh god, I want this to be over.
Really?
So many people there, and then her friends were getting wasted, and she's just like, oh my god, this is getting funny. There was like a station of leave a message, and some of the messages turned into like, girls are icky and the tequila's for your mom. And
god, well, that sounds like a good
you're just like, well, it was getting
it,
there
it was what exactly it was like one of those things where like, oh, this sucks, this like, oh wait a minute,
yeah,
it's turning around, it's good.
I was still tired, like, damn, dude. And we were so tired, and from the night before, and there was so many people, and then everyone wants to talk to you, and I started asking about the job, and I'm like,
isn't it, you know,
but
I mean,
brought pizza, and then it was so good. It was good pizza.
Isn't it weird, Dave, that, listen, We you know, everybody doesn't really like talking about the jobs, and we're not any different. However, yeah. we understand we have cool jobs.
Yeah.
However, we're just normal people. And sometimes, even when people ask you about your job and stuff, doesn't it suck sometimes? Because you're like, man, sometimes I didn't have a great day at work, or, you know, yeah. things are going in at work, and you're like, oh, man.
You know what? It's as much as it kind of bothers me, I feel that it's part of the job.
Yeah.
So, because if they're asking you about the job, I appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, at the end of the day, they're someone who's interested in what we do.
We're very lucky.
So, yeah, we're very lucky. So, yeah. you know, of course, I'm like, all right, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
But then they're like, some of my brother's friends own dispensaries, and mm-hmm. I'm, like, fascinated by it. Like, by the.
Really?
I'm fascinated by
Are they making
the
money?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I heard, oh, dude, that would be fascinating to talk to them on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in investing, because I have a, not a buddy, but a acquaintance.
Yeah.
Who bought out a big warehouse somewhere in Northern California. I forget where. And he just doesn't know where to put all his money. He's selling so much weed.
Yeah.
It's crazy. He has just like a big warehouse of weed.
Yeah. So these guys started when it was just medicinal,
mm-hmm.
and they've been shut down. They've been, like,
so they've been through all that.
Dude, they've been through it all.
That's what I've heard. Those are the horror stories that I've heard. And I've heard, like, the government, the state, just like screws them over with the taxes.
Yeah. And right now, and then, so I didn't get a chance to get into it because we got interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
But they just were like, yo, like, how we get taxed so much from the cultivation to the delivery to the selling.
Everything gets taxed. Yeah.
But who cares, because you're making so much money.
Wow. Yeah, so it's still worth it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they've been doing this for a couple of years now. And,
wow.
You know, I asked this question in the office because I was talking about how lazy I was, that I don't want to go to these places.
You just want
to deliver. I just want it delivered to me.
Yeah.
I just want pre-rolls delivered, because I don't want to deal with shake, any of that.
Right.
And I don't even smoke a lot, but I want to smoke when I want to relax, or whatever.
Just, yeah, I don't want to watch something. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to go through the hassle of going to a dispensary and picking it up. But, are drug dealers still a thing? Like, And by drug dealers, I mean like pot dealers.
Yeah.
Like, do you still have your dude who comes by and like, yo, get,
well, I'm not
pick
a, I'm not, you know, I'm not a, a pot user or, yeah, I don't really use any drugs on a regular basis. But as I understand it, it's still a huge business being, you know, a black, a drug dealer, you know, in the black market.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, not black.
Whoa, Omar. Whoa.
There's a huge black market still for weed, because...
It's funny that it's a black market now.
Yeah, because it's so much cheaper. It's so much cheaper than the dispensaries. The dispensaries have to charge more because of all the stuff they're getting taxed on.
But what about the quality? Is it good, or is it shake, or is it just like regular green bud? Like, hey, I grew this in the, you know, you don't, do you know where it's coming from? Where this one is like,
listen,
bomb. Like, when we go to the marijuana cafe, that is dope, dude.
Listen,
like,
I know somebody who would know. Let's give him a call. He's going to get super annoyed with us.
Yeah. Weed talk with the B team.
This guy knows for
sure. Two non-smokers and one smoker.
Yeah. He knows what's up.
Well, recreational.
Yeah, I just can't smoke the weed. I just get too stoned too fast.
I'm trying to get some more. God damn it.
Hey, well, we have an important question.
Yeah,
though.
We had a question that we know you can answer. Here's Dave with more.
Do pot dealers still exist?
Really important. Oh, yeah. There's a big black market for pot marijuana.
Really?
And usually those dealers have other drugs that are not legal. But yeah, there's the black market for pot is still.
But the question I have about marijuana and the black market drug dealers are, I guess, pot dealers. What's the quality like? Do they have the high end stuff? Like, are they still selling the Indo and the Kush and all that? Really?
Sure. They got guys that are preparing it the same way these regulated shops are. I mean, essentially, they're kind of all coming from the same place, sort of, but the stuff that you're getting from the shops, I mean, that is like the most regulated ever, with state and you know, no federal's not really overseeing it, but the state is.
So, Muggs, something that would cost, you know, at the dispensary, like $100 worth of weed, what would you buy that on the street from the black market? What would that cost, do you reckon? And I don't know why I used the word reckon.
Well, by golly, I see they recognize it. Get that grass for that good deal. I think they're about around the same prices. They're not too far off from each other.
Then why do you go to why don't you just go to a dispensary then? Where it's legit.
I do go to a dispensary.
No, I'm saying the normal person. Yeah, why don't...
Like,
how is the
black market dealer still doing so well if it's the same price?
You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to go drive in a store. You probably know your pot dealer really well. You're going to... There's a lot of factors. I mean, he's also... I'm sure that the street dealer is undercutting the dispensaries a little bit.
Yeah.
Because the dispensaries, you know, you have to pay taxes. They have to charge you for, like, extra tax. So the street guys are slightly undercutting them, but they don't have, you know, they don't have edibles. I mean, they might, but they don't have anywhere near the variety a dispensary does.
Yeah. Sometimes you walk into a dispensary like, oh my God, I had no idea this many products existed.
But see, that's a bad thing. Like for me, that's part of the reason why I don't want to go to a dispensary. I just want just give me something that it's going to do the job, you know,
All right,
a pre-roll. Hey, Muggs, real quick, before you go, is the podcast done yet for today?
Well, it would be if you motherfucker stopped
calling me. Sorry, dude. All right, thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. All right, not right now, but let's give it, we're going to call him back.
Oh, yes, we are. Let's do a minute with Muggs about something.
Yeah, for sure. okay, let's get into it.
Let's start the show.
Do you have anything else?
Nah, on the Oscars. Okay. You saw 1917, right?
I saw 1917. I thought it was a great movie. Man, Dave. Man, dude. Okay, maybe this podcast is going to be more about... I have a problem with the movies and the Oscars and me watching movies because... Have you seen Parasite?
I have not. But I want to now because of the Oscars.
So it won Best Film, yeah?
Yeah. Best Director, Best Screenplay, Best... So... I think Best... No, maybe. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I thought it was okay. I watched it at home.
Oh, you did see it.
I watched it at home and I watched it in parts because I have freaking kids... And I
blame you now.
So is that my bad because I was only kind of like halfway paying attention to it and I didn't get kind of like the vibe that the director and the film was trying to build and I wasn't giving it my all of my attention. Is that my bad?
How many times did you stop?
I had to watch it in 3 segments.
That's way too much. Dude. Yeah. Like maybe once, like, okay, because then you could get back into it.
Yeah.
But then if you're always, your mind's somewhere else, I don't think you're complete focus. But then again, it might just not be for you. So.
I was wondering because, there's a meaning to the story. What am I trying to say here,
Dave?
I have
no idea.
There is a moral. A moral to the story, you know, and then there's an underlying, you know, message, you know, with the movie.
Because it has something to do about class, right?
Yeah, it's about the, you know, the rich class and it's about the have and the have nots, basically. And listen, I get it, but it was also like, okay, kind of, I don't know, man. Maybe it wasn't for me. I don't know. Because Jensen and Kevin, they just raved about it. That's why I saw it.
Yeah, Mr. Movie Phone loved it too. And, but they said Jojo Rabbit was the, or Mr. Movie Phone said Jojo Rabbit was the best. Kevin and Jensen said that Parasite was the best.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Jojo Rabbit yet. I haven't seen
Jojo Rabbit for me was awesome. I love Jojo Rabbit. But also it was because there was comedy interweaved with the serious topic. You know, I thought it was excellent. And that dude, the director guy who wrote it, I mean,
Taiki Waititi?
That guy is a genius. Like, I don't say this very often, but whatever that dude's doing next, I'm totally in. That guy's awesome.
You could go see Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, he did that?
Yeah, he's the director he's the giant rock in it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and then you could watch the last episode of The Mandalorian. He directed that, and he's also the voice of the droid in that one, too.
Really? So, oh, man. Yeah. I'm so in love with that guy. That guy's awesome.
You could watch What We Do in Shadows with Jermaine Clement.
What We Do in Shadows?
That's the very funny vampire movie.
Okay.
It's like they're dumb vampires.
How do you know so much about this guy?
This is off the top of my head of what I know from him. Because I know him. I learned of him because of Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, wow.
And his name is Taiki Waititi because...
Did he write Thor Ragnarok?
Yes.
What?
They said this guy's
getting
it.
So he's so funny.
He is a funny
mother.
Oh,
my God. Yeah. How? And brilliant at being dramatic, too. Because you got to watch it. You will love Jojo Rabbit.
I have it sitting... Lend it to me. So I have it sitting... Well,
you will love it.
I mean...
Somebody else.
Yeah, somebody else.
That will be bleeped.
Yeah. No, but
I haven't even seen the movie of What We Do in Shadows. Mm. I've seen the there's a show on FX. It's an adaptation of that movie.
Okay.
That came out last year, by the way.
Right.
But they turned it into a TV show. And it started out slow, but it became one of the funniest shows I've ever seen.
Mm.
And it made me laugh so much that I have the movie.
Yeah.
I just need to see it.
Wow.
Yeah, but he's a good dude. And thanks to Thor Ragnarok, I learned about him. So, but he's done a lot of other stuff too, like The Hunt for the Wilder People. I think he did that one too with Rhys Darby.
Yeah. The guy's tremendous.
Yeah, so.
The guy's tremendous. What's his name again?
Taika Waititi, okay. I believe. Okay. Yeah, I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Okay.
It's something close to that. I'm sorry if I butchered your name.
Yeah, that guy's extremely talented. I was blown away.
Yeah.
Jojo Rabbit, I was blown away.
But so you didn't dig Parasite?
I didn't dig Parasite, and that could have been my bad.
Yeah.
But I also...
But reading, though, man. Reading.
yeah, exactly. Jesus. It's all subtitled. Did you see 1917?
I did.
Okay, I'm curious to get your thoughts on this.
I did.
So tell me, I will give my opinion second. I want you to tell me what you thought of the movie.
I thought the movie was one of the most beautifully shot movies I have ever seen.
Okay.
What I've learned from the movie, how this is one of the first film, maybe not the first film, but the way they filmed it, how they filmed it in chronological order.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the editing they used to make it look like one shot the whole entire movie
mm-hmm.
was insane. The movie itself, I was like, okay, I get it. I get it. There's some cool parts. It's not a fantastic war movie. Like, that's not what it's about. So, and I thought the movie was really good. Was it best picture? No. But I thought it was the most beautifully shot picture. It should mm-hmm. win all the cinematography and filming awards that are out there. But
yeah.
What's your thought?
So, 10 minutes, 15 minutes go by, 20 minutes. I'm like, God, man, how much are they going to keep up this gimmick of this one shot? I'm so sick and tired of this one continuous shot, man. And like, finally, the guy goes down and, you know, he gets blasted or whatever. And then finally, they fade to black. And I was like, oh, I could finally breathe. And that's the only time they really break and they go into black, because the next scene is him coming out of it. You know, because like you said, they shoot everything in chronological order.
Yeah.
And I was just so sick of that gimmick, dude. I was just like, that's so funny that that's the one thing you really loved about it. I was just like, come on, really?
But how cool is it, like, the way it moves?
Listen, dude, and after 10 minutes, 20 minutes, I get it. You can do it.
The
you know?
Plane's coming down, and they're like, the guy's like, ah!
Listen, that is very cool, but I got it, and, you know, it bugged me, dude.
I hope Sonic the Hedgehog is filmed that way, too.
But it was a good movie. I thought it was okay. So maybe for the reasons that you're saying, that's why it got so critically acclaimed, maybe?
I mean, the movie...
I thought it was okay.
I mean, it's pretty cool. Like, if you learn about this movie, the movie's based on all these stories that Sam Mendes was told by his grandpa or something like
that.
Oh, yeah. So he's just like, all right, I wrote a movie about it with your stories. And, you know, it's like Saving Private Ryan for the Brits, you know, in World War I, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, no bueno.
Really?
War is not cool.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good. A lot of death.
A lot of death and shooting and weird and
stuff. Yeah, it's not good.
No bueno.
Yeah.
War is stupid and people are stupid.
All right, since we're not getting to the show intro.
Not at all?
We'll get to it. We'll get to it eventually. But did I tell you guys about, I don't remember if I talked about this place called Punch Bowl Social? Did I tell you about that place or no?
You told me about it. I don't know if we talked about it.
Did we talk about it on the podcast or no?
Did we do it last week?
I have no idea. That's how my days are running into each other, Dave, because, you know, just so busy doing everything.
Wait, I think you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
What was the main thing is it was games.
Yeah, it was the games and bowling and the
bowling,
Jenga.
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
We did?
Yeah.
Because I think I told the story on the air.
You know, you could probably tell it again because the people don't listen anyways. So,
no, it's fine.
So we could do it twice.
No, I was just going to say, that's a very cool place. But I don't remember. Well, I took my kids again. That's how much that my kids liked it.
Really?
Yeah. So on Oscar Day, we're gonna have a, you know, just a family fun day. I woke up after, you know, four beers, feeling just so freaking tired. And I was like, the original plan was like, we're gonna go to the beach and have, you know, a day at the beach or whatever. But it was overcast, and the kids were like, okay, what do you want to do? We could either go, you know, miniature golfing, go bowling, and they just automatically say, oh, we want to go to that place again, which was cool. Had some good food, couple couple of beers, yeah. and we called it a night. I think that night, Dave, was the night I went to sleep like at 8:30. I was just like, oh my God, I'm in bed at 8:30. High five myself. Yes, that's how old I am, Dave. I'm high fiving myself because I'm in bed at 8:30.
Dude,
what is happening?
That is sad. Like, at least say, like, I just watched TV until 10 and then fell asleep. Like, I don't care if you're in your home, like, just chilling.
Listen, at this point in my life, Dave, I don't care, man. I'm proud of myself because, like, I usually don't do it. But well,
time did you wake up the next day?
3:30. 3:30. It was Monday.
Oh, ew.
It was Monday. It was work day. It was a school night, man.
Ugh.
It was a school night.
That's too much sleep. That's too much sleep.
No, man. It felt good because I usually don't get sleep. And don't trust me. Don't get me wrong. Pretty much, I'm a guy who can run on 6 hours sleep and I'll be fine.
6 hours, but, four, three.
But yeah, I don't know how you do it. But this time around, man, that felt so good. And by the way, it was like one of those sleeps where I didn't wake up through the night. So it was really rare for me because last night I went to bed at 9:45, but I went to bed at 9:45, but didn't go to sleep till like 10:30.
Wow.
You know, it's like I'm that guy who's just like every single time I just torture myself.
Ding, ding, sucks. 100%. That guy who's falling asleep right at 8:30.
All
right. That's all I got.
Let's get into it. People are just tired of us. They're like, we want to get to some Kevin in the Morning and Kevin and Bean stuff. All right, here we go.
Come along now. Take a ride with the BT. Let's get together and take a look behind the scenes. Talking about Kevin and Bean. Come on, let's start the show. Everybody grab your Vaseline. The B Team. Yeah! The B Team. The B Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B Team.
Baby!
Cannot be completed as designed. Please check the number and dial again.
I was trying to call Beer Mug. Stupid phone, man, I'm telling you.
These phones suck.
That's right. This is the B Team. My name is DJ Omar Khan, Imaging Director of Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Alongside me, we have Dave the King of Mexico. He's the producer of that show.
That is I.
And,
Hola. Hey, how do you say b-holes in Spanish?
Bijoles.
No, it's not.
It's almost like frijoles, but you say bijoles.
I don't buy that.
You shouldn't, because that's a 100% lie.
Oh. All right, bijoles. Let me know. How do you say bijole in Spanish?
Let's see. Verga. I know
that's dick.
That's the front part.
Yeah.
let's see. Culo. Culo. Culo.
Culo. That's
culo.
That's
is
like butthole,
culo,
right?
Yeah,
or
culo.
Asshole, right?
Culo. Yeah, el culo. Because
how about my choncha?
Choncha. I don't know what the like choncha.
Isn't that a song? The choncha.
I don't know. No, la chona.
Oh, chona.
Stupid.
How would you say
b-holes? Culo, culo.
Here, let's call Mugs. Let's ask him.
Culo oil. Culo oil. I mean, oil means hole. Culo oil. I don't know.
I'm not gonna say culo oils.
All right, let's see. Mugs probably knows.
Culo. Remember that song?
Oh, yeah. I used to play it all the time.
Call a cell.
You sons of bitches.
Hey, Muggs, important question.
Okay, shoot.
damn, dude. How do you say b-hole in Spanish?
B-holio.
Well, now Omar's is better. Bijoles.
I was like bijoles, like frijoles, but bijoles.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, bijolio is pretty funny too.
Well, no, that's I am the great bijolio.
Yeah, exactly.
I need TP for my bunghole.
All right, Mugs.
Yeah, well, you were no help.
Is the podcast done? Hey, man, you could be in here with us having fun, too. We're having fun, man. It's the B-Team. That's how we do.
That's how
Why
we do.
Why am I talking like this? I'm from East LA now.
It's Omar's new character.
All right, Mugs.
You're Rudy Cisneros' cousin. You didn't even, like, give us an answer.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Go smoke a bowl, dude.
See ya. All right. That's what you're missing, folks, with your from Beer Mug.
So good.
That's his
1%. I'm telling you, dude, he's under that stress, man. And you heard it. You heard it a little there,
I'm going to give him more.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I'm going to give him more because I'm going to be like, dude, I need the best of now.
But Beer Mug, I think he will admit this. He is Mr. Procrastinator. Yeah. He just puts things off to the last minute.
Yeah, which doesn't help me out or you.
No, and we're both not that person.
No.
We need things. We need things. Well, he's also in that rare position where he has to put things there, and then we grab them when we get to it. But when it's not there, it creates a problem.
Yeah, he has the easiest part.
And all he has to do is get it and rip it, and it literally will take 10 minutes to do.
I know.
Okay.
That's beer mug.
On this episode, I keep getting complaints that we never do Afro, so I'm not even going to say we're going to do Afro because we constantly say, yeah, we're going to get to the Afro, and we never do.
Wait, we're not going to get to Afro today?
I got to leave in about 20 minutes, so we're not probably going to get to Afro. But, so this is going to be another Afro-less B team, but...
But if you want to leave some Afros, give us a call.
Please, 323-520-
Afro.
There you go. But so we're going to have a best of Bean here, and I've never heard this bit, but I found it. I listened to the first minute, and it's Kevin and Bean's cutest dog contest. Did Bean enter his dog in a cutest dog contest? It was some sort of weird thing or whatever. But
listen, as a B-hole member of the people who are supposed to tell the stories of Kevin and Bean past.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
You have a terrible memory.
Yeah, I'm awful.
Okay, but we have this tremendous bit here. I've never heard it. It's Kevin and Bean used to do these little tributes to lifeguards, tribute to ice cream man, tributes to people that work at Hot Dog and a Stick, just like random things.
Wait, was this Kevin and Bean or Raheem and Morris or
this
whatever?
Is actually Kevin and Bean.
Wow,
they were Raheem and Chuck Norris or whatever it was when they were trying to go undercover and they didn't want to be known as Kevin and Bean.
Yeah,
you know. So this is just weird. This is beyond weird because Kevin and Bean are hanging out at the YMCA with a bunch of kids.
Oh, no.
So I just skimmed through it, but I think this is something that we could go through and play and give our commentary on because the Kevin and Bean that we know would have never done this because especially Bean. Bean hates kids. I know Kevin loves kids. He has kids. But Bean... No. Never in a million years would I see him like doing this.
Yeah, but radio, man, doing it for the gig.
Maybe. He's very funny in the little chunk that I heard. He's very funny. So let's start it off. This is Kevin and Bean's tribute to the YMCA.
Kevin and Bean. They think of themselves as the champions of the underdog, the defenders of the people, and lovers of mankind. They live by their sacred credo, never judge another man until you've walked a mile in his moccasins.
What?
And so, Kevin and Bean, live your life, walk your walk, talk your talk, and wade to the personal hell which is your job. It is thus, out of the kiln-fired pumice, that the Kevin and Bean tribute was born.
Bean, my good friend, this is Kevin speaking. Yeah, I can see that. I'm standing right next to you. I've got a present for you. This is a gift from the heart from you to me. I know that when I think of kids, I think of my good friend Bean. Only if they're small and preferably yelling a great deal. I know that you enjoy kids more than anybody on the face of the planet. Sure, where are you leading? Can it be true? Are we really walking to the YMCA?
It's fun to stay in. Holy crap, Dave. Holy crap. Are you listening to this?
At least their levels were good.
Holy crap, Dave. Wow. Okay.
All right.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
We are camp counselors for the day. Fourth, fifth, and sixth graders.
Outstanding.
53 of them. I can't wait.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun.
I'm gonna wait in the car. Put the pez down. We need to do this. Put the darn pez down.
My name is Kevin. This guy is Bean. He doesn't like kids.
By the way,
he doesn't like kids.
What administrator at the YMCA said, "Yeah, Kevin and Bean, come on down and do this radio bit at our YMCA"? Probably. Yeah. You're right.
Oh no, I enjoy children a great deal, and I'm very happy to be here. We're your substitute counselors today here. Now, is this summer camp? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, Dave.
Yeah.
Now this would not fly whatsoever because you need a background check to do anything. Like right now, my life is a little crazy right now because softball just started back up.
Yeah.
And now my older girl is to a level where if you want to like even kind of like help out during practice, you need to have a background check. I mean, it's a great thing, but yeah, things are so much different now.
Do you have to pay for your own background check? Well, I guess no, because
I'm not sure.
Because you would have, like, hey, I provided my own background check from,
Background checks are us. Yeah, I think, you know, I'm not sure. But yeah, things are so much different now, Dave.
Did you get a background check on you?
I didn't have to because when I was doing the soccer thing, I was just the ref. So I wouldn't have to be around where children, you know, we're alone with children or whatever situation, you know. So, yeah, but things are so much different now. So even if I wanted to kind of like help out, I probably could. But it's like the real way of going about it to do it is that you have to have a background check. Why am I studying so much?
Because we're tired.
All right, here we go next.
I'm not going to ask any more questions. What we're going to do is we're going to take you to the park here in a couple of minutes. How many people know how to tie-dye? All right, how many of you are currently deadheads?
Oh, my God.
You got a few deadheads? You love Jerry Garcia, don't you? I can tell. The kid with the earrings, him.
Perfect.
We're going to teach you how to tie-dye today so that when you get invited to go to a Grateful Dead concert, you'll fill right in, and then later we'll all smoke marijuana. We'll be doing that. No.
Holy crap! Are you kidding me? Oh, man.
At that point, he has to be talking to no one, right? Like, he's just...
And they're just editing the audio together?
Yeah, because in the background, you can hear the kid talking and stuff like
true.
That.
That's
true.
That is some radio magic there.
Yeah.
We'll be doing that. No. Just teasing about that.
Just joking. We're also going to have a water balloon fight in which we expect not to get wet.
Yeah. Now, do you guys normally in South Pasadena, do you normally have water balloon fights?
Yeah.
Really, that's part of the program, huh?
Yeah.
I see.
Perfect. What else do you do like for summer camp? What do you do? Anyone?
Swimming?
How come we're not swimming today?
I don't know.
See, we got screwed! Everybody rush the building.
What else do you do that's fun?
Watch movies.
What kind of movies? Any that start with the words Debbie does?
Did you hear that kid?
No.
What do you say?
Whoa! Did you hear that kid go, rated R!
Any that start with the words...
And then listen to Kevin's
Debbie
question.
Debbie does?
Yes.
Any that start with the words Debbie does?
No.
I don't think this is edited, dude.
No, that is not
this
edited.
This sounds real. This sounds real.
No. Turtles 2,
that's ours too. We're here to tell you that no Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle activity today.
Secret of the ooze.
I'm afraid it's been cut way back. You know, some sort of, we overdid the government standards on that.
They're shouting about day camp, what do we do?
I think it's a revolt. Well, let's meet Laura, shall we?
Yeah, let's do.
Laura, let's say hi to you. You work here at is this a rubber? What is this?
What?
Oh, no. I found something on the floor.
It's a four-year-old's
kind of things. What kind of things are you teaching here? Now, Lori, what do you do here?
I'm the director here for Adventure Camp.
You're about ready to quit, aren't you?
I'm glad the camp's almost over.
You're glad we're here to relieve you, aren't you?
Yes, you guys get the headache. All right, you guys, we need you guys to be quiet.
Wow. Does that work, really? We would have tried that if we'd have known.
Yeah, but see, I can make him take naps. Okay, that's new power for you guys.
We could threaten naps, couldn't we?
Threaten naps, timeouts, okay. You know?
Is there any way I can threaten a nap with that other counselor, Jocelyn?
What? Jocelyn, yeah, she
That's very funny.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Jocelyn, yeah, she falls asleep with the kids usually, too.
Does she now?
Does she? Sure
Somebody
does.
Get me a blanket.
All right, we haven't been here very long. Now we're walking out toward the bus. Bean's head soaked, wet with water. Are you enjoying yourself?
Some sort of practical joke that the kids thought up, and I appreciate you playing along with them.
This is my present to you, and I hope that you're enjoying it.
This counts as my birthday present in the fall, doesn't it?
So this is Bean in his 30s, right? So this is still fun Bean, I think.
Yeah.
30 years ago.
It sounds like he got wet.
Yeah, he got wet.
This counts as my birthday present in the fall, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
You understand we're about to get on a school bus full of about 60 of these little rugrats.
Yes, it's a big yellow school bus, and we're going to a park to put that water fight.
And you know, children don't talk, they scream. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but they do.
You guys are our counselors for the day, so we're sending you on the bus and taking the cars.
Let me see if I've got this right. All of the camp counselors, except for Kevin and Bean, are driving their own cars.
Exactly.
And we're getting on the bus.
Yes,
we're the only ones actually riding on the bus with the monsters.
You're gonna have and the bus driver.
Yeah.
And you know what I do for the summer? I chase girls.
What?
Finally.
That was just the kid.
What did he say?
And you know what I do for the summer? I chase girls.
He chases girls.
Finally, someone I can relate to. Finally, a guy I can sit down and have a man-to-man conversation with. You know, those of you on the bus now are not coming back. You know you'll never see your families again, right?
Yeah, right.
You know we're taking you downtown and we're selling you off to be sold across the border.
Yes, we're gonna be taking naps later, you guys. Jordan, sit in that seat, Roy.
Hey, Lori.
Huh?
Do I still get the nap with Jocelyn? Is that still happening?
Nap with Jocelyn.
Okay,
yes,
Jocelyn,
you can.
For those of you who can't see, Jocelyn is one of the counselors.
One of the counselors.
Holly,
right?
Your mom's here.
Holly? What, did Holly just get expelled? What happened there?
She has a doctor's appointment.
Did she get thrown out for having drugs in her urine?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, it starts at a young age.
Okay,
what do you say?
Right. We're on the bus. The doors are now closed. There are us and 52 kids. Seriously, we've got 52 children under our care right now. All right, let's, people from the back of the bus, start passing up all of your money. Everybody, if you have money, just start passing it up. Oh, up yours is the reaction. I guess it's not going to work with this crowd.
Oh, man.
Having fun? No. All right, we're standing in a park with 52 kids, and we're about to tie-dye and have water fights. You don't have the keys to the bus, do you? Because we can head on back. I can't believe they teach tie-dyeing these days. That's amazing. Lori, is this a t-shirt for me to tie-dye?
This is a t-shirt for you to tie-dye, and this is a t-shirt for Kevin to tie-dye.
Thank you very much. This is fabulous. Now, we saw you doing some stern disciplining there. Now, those kids are not going to be allowed to play in the squirt gun fight?
Yeah, because they weren't listening.
You know what? We don't like one of them. Can we get him thrown
okay,
out?
Okay, yeah, which one?
In the green shirt. Can we get him just tossed from the entire camp?
Oh, no, we
just
can't
thrown.
Do that. No.
Lori now talking to us like we're four. Go ahead, Lori.
Okay, the way you tie-dye.
Now what, the kids already know how to tie-dye?
Yeah.
They've done this before? Yeah. Oh, so I'm the only dunce in the class.
Grab an area of your shirt.
My shirt or your shirt?
Your shirt.
Oh, okay.
The shirt that
this
you're
is
not
on the
wearing,
radio.
The one that's in
release
your
my shirt or I'm going to hit you.
Yeah, at this point, it's a little like, okay, we got to kind of get it like you're just tie-dyeing.
Yeah.
On the radio. Like, that's a little strange. But yeah, this was on the radio, guys.
Release my shirt or I'm going to hit you.
Well, it's better to grab, like, an area.
Oh, now I'm doing it wrong.
Now you're doing it wrong. Yes. Stick
yeah.
your hand in here.
Kids are all waiting because Bean's having a hard time catching on the whole tie-dye thing. You know, I may have to come back tomorrow for remedial tie-dye. Where's Brian? I want Brian to stir this with his face.
No, Brian. No,
he'll do it. No, Brian. Don't do it. Brian, just kidding. No, it was an expression, son. Just an expression. Hey, Brian. You know my friend, the camp counselor, Jocelyn, over there?
Yeah.
Do you understand, as long as you live, you'll never get a woman that fine? You
that
understand
fine.
You'll never have a chance with someone like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we know why Bean doesn't want kids. They real doesn't know how to handle them.
Exactly.
That's the real reason.
What time are milk and cookies, and when's our nap?
Well, you should come yesterday. We went to Bullwinkle's.
Oh, no, this is good.
Okay.
Hey, what's wrong with Bullwinkle's?
It's boring.
Why does Bullwinkle suck? Everything sucks for you, doesn't it? You hate life, don't you?
No.
You're not happy with the world situation. You're not happy with our leaders and the government. You're not happy with the economy.
No.
Bannon, you can't be happy when you look in the mirror in the morning. Am I right?
No. Depression comes when I look at you guys.
Is that what it is? Man, this kid's bumming me out.
Wait, what are you saying?
Depression comes with what?
Depression comes when I look at you guys.
Oh, he's smack talking. Depression comes when I look at you guys is what he said. That's awesome.
Depression comes when I look at you guys.
Is that what it is? Man, this kid's bumming me out. Man, put on a happy face, man. Put on a happy face. The world is beautiful.
He said, you're bumming me out.
Put on a happy face, man. Put on a happy face. The world is beautiful.
Go away, Blondie.
We're out here in the park. It's some fresh air. We're having fun. We're with our friends.
Thrilled.
Come on, let's hug. You and me, babe. Let's hug.
Oh, yes.
Answer me this, Lori. Do you get paid for this?
Yeah, I do.
Really good?
Lot
of money.
Well,
big dough. Big green. Yeah.
Huge dollars.
Now I... Oh, hi, Tim. We're supposed to say hi to Tim. Tim makes more money than me because he's another director. And he's
seriously, if you don't make, and this is the cutoff point for us, am I right?
Okay, okay.
$150,000.
No.
You shouldn't be doing this job. Seriously, there are so few jobs worse than this. All hell is broken. I got news for you. Our first day as camp counselors, and we can't control 25, 13-year-olds. We can't do it. When you get
down, the hell is this? Tonight,
oh.
Thank the Lord for his guiding light. Pray they turn out right.
Do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
We gotta go, guys, but before we go, who's your favorite radio show?
God
for kids. No, I don't think we're hearing you correctly. Who?
Randy!
Oh, seriously now, who's your favorite radio show?
The Lion KFWB! News
98.
So ends another Kevin and Bean tribute. Remember, wherever there's strife, we'll be there. Wherever there is suffering, you'll find us. And whenever your job threatens to swallow you whole, turn to the men who love like no one has loved before. Kevin and Bean on 106.7 K-Rock.
A lot of dramatic music there. If I did this, they'd have my head up, you know, head up.
Nowadays, on. Yeah.
Like, oh, it's too long. That's pretty. pretty good.
I enjoyed that.
That's pretty good.
But
it got a little slow in the middle, but I mean,
tie-dye thing could have been taken out.
Yeah, taken out a little bit, but it was pretty good, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
I mean, back in the day, do you think everything was like long form? Like, all right, we did this whole bit. We're going to play it. Or was there like, all right.
There's definitely, what do you mean?
Like, do you think like, we thought it out, we're going to do this act, like, you know, lead up,
absolutely.
We'll talk to the kids, then we're doing tie-dye, and then it's the end, and then we're going to play it all. Where
that is, definitely, no, there's definitely some editing there. Not, I don't think there's as much creative editing, like, you know, we thought. Now we have the ability where, in a certain setting, we could pretend like, you know, we're talking trash to somebody or whatever when we're really not, you know, yeah. And then just kind of edit it later with some radio magic. But I think in this instance, they had to come up with kind of like a guideline, like an outline. Okay, this is what we're going to do. And then they just kind of riff with the kids and see what they got. And then, you know, I don't know who the producer was, and they had to splice it together.
How did they record that? Yeah, like, what, was that like an 8-track or like, did they chisel into a rock?
I'm guessing it was cassette.
Ooh,
I'm guessing it was cassette.
That's crazy.
So, well done, though.
That was good. That was
well
funny.
Well done.
It wasn't Raheem and Morris.
Yeah,
or...
it wasn't. I think it's Jonas or Honus.
Honus. Yeah, Honus. Raheem and
that's
Honus.
Honus. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so RIP Bean, it's been now.
Oh, he says hi, by the way.
What?
Yeah, he hit me up today.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, because I haven't mailed his computer back yet.
Oh, really?
So he's like, where's my computer? And I was like, oh, yeah, I did send it yesterday.
Oh, cool.
And he's like, all right, well, I'm eating pancakes. I'm like, dude, it's dinner time.
That's awesome.
And he sent me a picture of his pancakes and says, say hi to everybody. So I'm only telling you. So,
cool, thanks. I appreciate it. How's he doing? Was this the only kind of interaction you've had? Or do you know?
I asked him, how's Brexit?
Yeah.
And how are the floods? And
there's flooding going on.
Yeah,
over there?
And is he stabbing anybody over there now? Because
what happened?
That seems to be the thing over there.
People are like, getting stabbed.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, because they don't have guns, so they get stabbed.
I have not kept up with that news, man.
Yeah.
The news in England.
Oh, UK's chilled, dude.
He's in London, yeah?
Yeah.
He's in London. Yeah. Damn, man. Yeah. That doesn't sound chill, Dave.
That's chill.
Is it chill, more chill than here?
It's way less. It's way more chill than here,
so,
dude.
So I guess it's the level of chillness, huh?
Yeah, there's like two people got stabbed, and they're like, oh, my God.
Oh, man. And for here, it's like, it's only noon. we could beat that.
They're all like, five people got shot. Like, only five? Whatever.
Come back when it's 15. 15, it'll make the news. Oh, my God. Okay. So, once upon a time, I guess Kevin and Bean, or not Kevin and Bean, Bean entered his dog in a cutest dog contest for some weird reason. I don't know. It's explicable. It's inexplicable. I cannot speak. I usually can speak, but I'm extra not being able to speak today.
Extra not being able to speak today.
Exactly.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, cool.
Very, very well said, Omar.
At least you're not reading.
Yeah, exactly. I would have more trouble.
You could email DJ Omar Khan at KROQ. Nope, that's not even your email. It's Omar at KROQ.com.
Thank you. Any kind of suggestions and stuff. I actually did print out some emails here that I think we're going to be able to get to. We're
going
to
do the inbox. Let's
March of 2019.
Oh,
March of 2019.
Okay.
So
we're almost there. We're
catching up. But we're just going to drop this in. This is Bean's dog in a cutest dog contest. And I think this is he does a slideshow on the air or something. But yeah,
right. One of those bits.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're just going to drop this in.
Drop it.
All right. Cool.
You stepped on my drop in.
So sorry.
Drop it.
Bean.
Go ahead and get the lights there, Lightning, because we do have a couple of minutes here for the slideshow. Tater Tot was entered in the cutest pet contest here on the island over the weekend, and I wanted to show you some of the...
Bean, you understand that this is it's a radio station. And,
right, but this is Tater. That's her on the couch, though.
People are listening with their ears to what's coming out of their radio, and they can't really see your slides and never have been able to see your slides, ever.
Laying there sleeping when the sound effects run out. Laying there sleeping on the couch. Here she is on the chair. This is in the living room.
Yeah.
She's so adorable. And I thought that this would be the photo that would really prompt a lot of people to vote for her. But I think a lot of people like this one. This is her on the floor by the couch. This is Tater Tot right here.
You shouldn't take a picture of her with her legs open like that, though, should you?
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
Yeah.
Here she is in the kitchen, just kind of laying, waiting for something to fall off the countertop.
Yeah.
Ooh, here's an action shot. Here's Tater Tot out in the yard.
Yeah, you're nude. What's going
See
on with that?
Should crop that picture, Bean.
You have to cut yourself out when you're nude like that. It makes people wonder.
Here's Tater back on the couch.
Right.
She's kind of sleeping there. Yeah. Oh, here she's laying on the couch. She's got her little tongue out when she's sleeping.
Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to suggest that none of us can wait to find out, did she or did she not win the cutest pet contest?
Right.
Here she is back on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, here's Tater playing with Atomic. Look at that. Look how much fun they're having. Here she is back in the chair.
Yeah.
Win or not? This has been great.
Would you
guys
go with a win?
She's sleeping.
She won the cutest pet contest. Just she tell us the win.
All right, you can bring the lights back up now, Lighting. I'll show the rest of the slides later. Here's what happened, just briefly. The cutest pet contest was happening here on the island, and we entered. Then we entered Daisy in the cutest other category. And this is folks who put their pigs in, and their goats, and sheep, and cows, and stuff like that.
And
right?
Daisy is a lemur or something?
Daisy is a pig. Oh. Daisy is a pig. He is seven. Now, so we're all excited, and Tater was doing some serious campaigning. I mean, we were out there we went to the Kiwanis.
Tater was not doing any campaigning.
No,
you were doing the campaigning.
Tater wanted some bacon and to lick herself. That's right. All Tater wanted.
I took Tater to the Kiwanis Club Pancakes Breakfast, and everybody who came up to play with her, because people do, they are attracted to a cute dog, and I said, this is Tater Tot, please vote for her, the cutest pet contest.
I am going to kill myself if we have to talk about your dog for one more second.
Then we took her to the parade, of course, and everybody was excited.
Kevin just killed himself.
Yeah, we took her to the classic
car
show.
Come on, Bean, stop. Please. So
finish it.
I beg you.
Yes or no?
The phone rings on Monday, and hey, we're calling from the cutest pet committee, and we're
shut your big yapper.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
I can't believe
you don't shut up.
This is unacceptable.
You're sucking all the energy out of the room.
Do me a f***ing favor. Shut up, listen, and learn.
What a loser.
You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch.
What's the matter with you? Are you crazy or something?
Just saying.
This place blows.
You have no brain.
You go to hell, you son of a bitch.
Boring.
You got a lot of nerve, honey.
Here's what happens. So the phone rings. And it's the cutest...
See?
We don't even speak the same language anymore.
Bean's an asshole.
Yeah!
Bean, you're a shithead.
Yeah!
You dick!
Phone rings Monday morning.
And it's the cutest.
Are you still talking?
We let him tell us whether she won or not so we can be done with this. So they say, I'm sorry to say that Tater did not win.
Yeah!
The cutest she came in third.
All right!
In the dog and cat category, which I'm obviously writing a strongly worded letter to the White Star Company, and I'm also starting an investigation to find out who stuffed the ballot box.
That is funny.
However, the postscript of the story, ladies and gentlemen, is that my pig Daisy won in cutest other. Cutest other I have right here on the island, ladies and gentlemen. So he's in the category that's not the dogs and cats. So it was mixed news. I got more slides. I mean, if you want...
And one of them's a pig and one's a dog.
If you want to see more slides, I got some more of that. Yeah.
Listen, we're going to take a quick break. You go ahead and keep looking at those slides.
Yeah, so that's a Bean showing a slideshow of his dogs on the air, which was a choice.
He did that from time to time. Remember, it was like a vacation. It's like, ch-ch-ch, and here's me. You're like, oh, boy.
What did you think of those bits?
You know, it depends on what the comedy was and the reaction of Kevin.
I think it was so wildly weird that I enjoyed them.
Yeah,
because it was like, what is happening? Yeah, what are these guys doing?
Because obviously they're not looking at photos. Right, but, you know.
Yeah, but I'm just like, what are these guys like? These guys are insane. Like, nobody else is doing that. It was like, to me, I always compared it to Conan O'Brien and the Masturbating Bear. No rhyme or reason, just from time to time, the bear would come out, masturbate, and then be on his way. And to me, that's just like so just awesome.
In the year 2000.
Thank you. Another bit. You know what I mean?
It's like,
just like nonsense, you know? I just love that. Oh, by the way, man, I'm starting to get into his podcast. I'm a huge Conan O'Brien podcast.
I just
podcast.
Can't get into podcasts
really?
In general, yeah.
I started listening to Mike Catherwood's podcast, too.
Mikey Likes You?
Mikey Likes You, Believe or something. Believe Mikey Likes You or something.
What?
It says Believe Mikey Likes You.
Believe.
Like, Believe. B-L-E-A-V-E. Believe.
Is that the sponsor? Or
I have no idea. That's the. It says Believe Mikey Likes You. Watch it. Yeah. Check it out.
Well, you can get it at anywhere where you get your podcast.
Yeah, it's pretty good. There it is. Yeah, you see? Believe in Mikey Likes You. Oh, that's what it's called. It's called Believe in Mikey Likes You, and Believe is spelled B-L-E-A-V. But yeah, if you like Psycho Mike's comedy and the way he is, he's just a jackass on there, being funny and serious.
That's the title of his podcast? I don't buy that.
I'm looking at it, and
I still don't buy it.
That's what it says.
Because look at the artwork. Believe. I think he's a dancer on Dancing with the Stars, right? Believe. Oh, that's on top.
And
then it's just Mikey Lexi, Mike Catherwood.
I don't know what to tell you, Dave.
Bleed.
That is, we got to maybe call Mike and be like, dude, that's not a good name.
you gotta change that.
Okay. It's very serious about fitness stuff, so yeah. Don't get me wrong. If you're looking for something that will make you laugh, this is not it. But if you enjoy Psycho Mike's personality on the Kevin and Bean Show, and I'm sure you've heard him on Loveline.
Remember Psycho Body?
Yeah, exactly.
It's
just like that. He goes through emails and gives you, you know, pretty good advice. And, you know, he's actually pretty inspirational at times, too.
Yeah. I asked him because he asked for questions on Twitter, and my response was, how do you lose weight when you're asleep?
Mm.
Because...
You're sleeping a lot?
Well, no, I don't want to do the work.
Okay.
So I'm looking for products that will help me lose weight while I'm asleep. And of course, he had an answer.
What was it?
I don't know. It was some pill, and he's all like, oh, you have to get prescribed by this from a doctor. I was like, yeah, dude, I'm not going to do that. I go, just give me ephedrine like you did that one time where you gave me like a whole like pack of, like it was a whole stocking full of ephedra.
When I was serious about, you know, getting fit and I was on his plan, he came up with this whole like dietary plan for me, and I was going to the gym every single day, getting my cardio and lifting, and I really did transform my body for about a year, and then I just let it go because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of dedication.
Hard.
It's very hard.
He got me
on this stuff called clenbuterol.
That sounds bad.
Dude, is that
how you became Homer?
I got it.
Clenbuterol?
No. I don't know why I'm Homer, by the way, because like I'm so like tubby. Oh, maybe it's like the dad body thing, because I have a total dad bod
now.
It's
all the face, dude. It's all the face.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, so
it's cute in the face and thick in the waist, bro.
clenbuterol. I got it. So he forwarded me. He's like, hey, you know, he approaches me. He's like, hey, you're taking this pretty seriously. Would you want to kind of step it up?
Because you want to take it to the next level?
Kind of. And he's like, pushing this on me. And I'm like, no. Yeah, I am totally serious because I was eating really clean. I was everything that he would tell me to do, I was doing it to a T. And the results I got were just dramatic, right? And not in a short amount of time, but... Do you need? Oh, Stryker needs to get in.
Oh, okay.
So,
how do you spell clenbuterol?
I don't know, but this is not for everybody. You got to take it very, very take it very, very
seriously.
Thank you, Dave. Because you have to dose it, so it's a little dropper.
Here, I'm just gonna say don't. That's what I'm gonna say because we don't know what we're talking about. We're not health specialists, and it sounds pretty illegal.
I had to order it from Switzerland.
Okay, that's all you need to know.
It was awesome because I would put this little drop, and I was like wired for the entire day. I was
yeah,
and
then, let's not let's
and
not.
Then, I would just do it in cycles, so I would do it for 7 days, and then I would go off for 2 weeks, and then I would go back on, and it was awesome. I got so much energy, Dave.
I'm saying don't do it.
All right, don't do clenbuterol.
Do it.
All
right. I guess we got to end this podcast.
Yeah, we got to end this because Stryker's here.
Stryker and Klein.
They do a very funny show, and they got to prep.
So that's it for this episode of the B Team.
Yeah, but we'll get to your Afro calls hopefully. Next week,
and maybe we'll have Stryker.
Yeah, and then maybe we won't have Beer Mug.
Beer Mug hates you.
Oh yeah, we won't have Beer Mug because
he's in Del Taco.
Del Taco,
and he still never brings me Del Taco. What a dick!
What a dick! But thanks for listening. This has been a B Team episode.
The B Team, yeah. The B Team, the B Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B Team,
baby.
This episode squish. This was a lot of us just yapping, huh?
Yeah, we don't do squish as much anymore.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Squish. Squash.
I felt all over the place on that one.
That's all right.
It was okay, right?
That was fun.
Was
right. We're having fun. Okay. We're loopy.
We are loopy.
They like it. That was a good Kevin and Bean bit, so it was worth it.
That was good.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So I think maybe 10% was good. Okay, maybe I want to put my mind at ease, Dave.
All right, Omar will give you a penny for everyone who didn't like it.
Oh, my God.
Penny not included.
Thank you. So I'm just going to drop this in, but this is another song that I found on Bino's drop file. And this one's labeled Genital Song. So please enjoy. We're going to drop this in. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. Drop it.
Show me your genitals. Genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.